This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We, like a lot of news outfits, get books. A whole lot of books. A good portion of them, naturally, given what we do, business books, self-help books, management books. And the truth is, the titles all kind of run together. Between the buzzwords and all the blandishments, it gets very confusing. Data journalist Miriam Quick analyzed those titles, the words used in them specifically, going back a couple of decades to see how things have changed, and then she wrote about it for the BBC. Miriam, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Tell me why you decided to look at this stuff.
Well, the original impetus for the article, which was published on the BBC Capital website, actually just came from chatting with my editor, Kieran, about the number of business books that are just sitting on his colleagues' desks with titles that seem to promise the reader health or wealth or eternal happiness. So these are really business books, but they're also self-help books. Yeah. They're aimed at the kind of people who want to succeed in the workplace, or maybe they're entrepreneurs, or maybe they just want to improve their productivity or their performance at work.
Give me the quick once over on your methodology. You sort of broke it down by time, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we kind of noticed that they all seem to use the same pool of buzzwords or phrases. So things like unlock your potential or turbocharge your productivity or use breakthrough strategies to transform the ordinary into the extraordinary. And we thought, are there any patterns here? Maybe there are some changes over time in terms of which buzzwords are more popular in certain decades. Do they go in and out of fashion? So those are really my research questions.
There was a constant, right? The constant is business. That showed up in all the word clouds that you built. I was struck by the changes in the use, in how people refer to small businesses, right? They used to be small businesses and now they're startups. I just thought that was kind of revelatory.
Exactly, yeah. That was one of the more interesting changes. And also, quite interestingly, the words men and women only appeared in more recent business books. So I guess you can put that down to a greater awareness of maybe workplace gender issues.
It's interesting that no matter what they do, they all promise those same things that you started with, right? It's all about get yourself wealthier, get yourself healthier, get yourself someplace better than the place you are now.
Right, yeah, that's exactly it. They're very, very aspirational. Yeah, on the other hand, some words do seem to be becoming less popular over time. So there's this move away from what you might call traditional business terminology. That's words like strategy, management, leadership, or even market, which maybe sounds too neutral or impersonal for the more modern brand of business books, which tend to be quite individualistic, you know, quite psychologically driven. There's less talk of markets and strategy, and it's more about dreams and mindset and finding your passion.
Once you were done with all of this data analysis, what was your takeaway? What did you leave thinking?
It's all about hype, you know. Performance is not just satisfactory. It's always outstanding. You don't just have an important goal. You have a wildly important goal. Although I do think it's quite interesting that there's signs of a backlash at the moment. So there's even a book called The Art of Failure. You know, most books are about success, but this one's about the art of failure, and it's called The Anti-Self-Help Guide. So the main thing they do is tell you to ignore self-help books and just do what you're doing anyway, which I quite like the sound of.
Miriam Quick wrote about self-help and business books and the buzzwords thereof for the BBC. Miriam, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.